The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Two Chairs No Waiting, episode number 331, Mayberry by the Numbers Trivia. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you each week by the fine folks over at Weaver's Department Store. Drop by over at Weaver's and pick up some of the great new shirts we've got. A lot of new t-shirts in at Weaver's. The Mayberryopoly board game is no longer being made, so you may want to get you one if you don't have it yet. It's like Monopoly for Andy Griffith Show. Anyway, head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations from listeners just like you. And I want to thank you for your support. Thank you to the Mayberry Band, that wonderful rendition of Stars and Stripes Forever. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting, and I am so glad to have you here in Mayberry with me once again. Now, this episode, we're going to go and play Mayberry by the Numbers. Now, we had people in the chat room going, oh, no, trivia. They said their heads were hurting and stuff. School just got out and another test. But yeah, that's what we're going to have. So I'm going to get a little bit of trivia-sounding background music. There we go. All right, getting you in the mood for the trivia. Now, these trivia questions are not going to be very difficult. They're not going to be like some of them we've had in the past, but these are going to be a lot of fun. I hope you're going to enjoy them. And it's Mayberry Trivia by the Numbers. All right. Let me get over to the right shot. There we are. All right. Mayberry Trivia by the Numbers, where I can read the question. So, number one, everybody ready? Put your pencils down. People in the chat room, get ready to answer your questions. These are pretty easy and are not hard to type. Not hard to type because they're numbers. They're all numbers. It's kind of like Jeopardy. So this is one of those where every question is answered by a number. Get that? How I did that? Mayberry by the Numbers. All right. Here we go. Question one. Number of times that Barney wore a dress. Oh, everybody's going, oh, no, I remember this time. I remember another time. The number of times on the Andy Griffith Show that we saw that Barney wore a dress. All right. Not going to keep you hanging forever. So you think you got your answer? Folks in the trivia, a lot of people are getting it right in the chat room. The answer, number of times that Barney wore a dress. One. No, it's three. Somehow I got one up there. That's wrong. Three is the answer. Three. Three is the right answer. See, I'm even tricking myself. All right, let's go to number two. The number of years, as of 1960, that the Wakefields and the Carters feud had been going on. Oh, this one's a little harder. Number of years, as of 1960. That's the beginning of the Andy Griffith Show. The number of years as of 1960 that the Wakefields and the Carters feud have been going on. I've already seen a couple of the right answers going through the chat room. So let's see what the answer is. 87. 87 years. How you doing? So the first answer was 3. The second answer was 87. That adds to 90. I don't know what that means or if it has any relevance whatsoever. But that's the answer. 87. All right, so number three. The number of Carters shot by the Wakefields since the feud began. Don't hurt yourself running to get this answer, because this is a tough one. Number of Carters shot by the Wakefields since the feud began. See, I told you these are going to be fun. The Wakefields and the Carters. Why are y'all shooting at each other? Oh, because we're feuding. Well, why are you feuding? Because we're shooting at one another. All right, so what's the answer? Number of Carters. Now, this is not trying to be tricky, but it's the number of Carters that were shot by the Wakefields. Okay? Number of Carters. The answer is 0. That's right. None. Not a single one. Not nary a Carter had been shot by the Wakefields. All right. Question 4. Number of Wakefields that have been shot by the Carters since the feud began. Oh, this one's a little harder. The number of Wakefields that were shot by the Carters. Oh, people in the chat room are getting this one right so quickly, I can't even keep up. The answer is 0. None. They've had a feud going on for 87 years, and not a single Wakefield or Carter have been shot in that entire time. Oh, so good job. Good job. I hope you guys are doing well. This was the 4th question. So keep up with how you're doing. You can brag. Mayberry by the numbers. Let's go to number 5. The number of names Ellie needed to be placed on the ballot for town council. The number of the lady in our chat room got this answer right first. I see that. The number of names Ellie needed to be placed on the ballot for town council. How many names did she need? Lydia got it right in the chat room. The answer is 100. 100 names. I need 100. 100. All right, so number 5. I mean, that was number 5. Number 6. The number of names Ellie got on her petition. How many did she actually get? 100 names is how many she needed. How many did she actually get? Oh, they're not quite sure. Yes, there was a question mark. They're not quite sure, and the chat room is confusing them. What? How many names did she get on her petition? On the petition? The answer, 100. That's right. She got 100 names. Number 7. The number of men known to have signed Ellie's petition. How many men are we that we know of signed Ellie's petition to be on the ballot? Not 99, but 100. 100 names. If she had only got a 99, what would have happened? Oh, that's right. The answer that we know of is 1. But Andy, I wasn't the 100th name. I was the very first one. Oh, okay. So I'm having fun. I don't know if y'all are. These are my kind of trivia questions. I like it. So Barney was the guy that we know that signed Ellie's petition. Some turncoat, yellow-bellied, weak-livered turncoat that was signed a petition. If you got something to say, just say it. Oh, that's some good stuff. Okay. Number eight. Number of times Dr. Benson was able to wrap a blood pressure cuff around Barney's arms, around his arm, taking his blood pressure. The number of times that Dr. Benson was able to wrap the blood pressure cuff around Barney's arm. I've just never seen one go around that many times. Oh, this is a good one. This is fun. I'm enjoying it. The number of times that Dr. Benson was able to wrap a blood pressure cuff around Barney's arms. The answer is 3.5 times. I've just never seen one go around that many times. Barney's arm. Oh, it must have been little. Okay. All right, so let's move on here to number nine. Okay. Estimated value at 8.5% interest compounded annually in dollars of Frank Myers' 1861 war bond. Oh, now this is tricky. The estimated value at 8.5% interest compounded annually in dollars of Frank Meyer's 1861 war bond. Oh, you got a couple of chances here. I may be tricking you on this one. Oh my gosh. Upchurch in the chat room got this right. Oh my goodness. He must be looking it up. Good job. All right, Upchurch. He got it right, and so did Millie. Of course, they're... All right, the answer of what the value of his war bond would have been is $349,119.27. And they calculated it over at the bank, and their machines are good. They're good. All right, so way to go, Upchurch in the chat room. You got that right. $349,119.27. That was how much his war bond was calculated to be worth. All right, number 10. Number 10. Here we go. Following the outcome of the Civil War, the value of Frank Meyer's bond. How much was it worth following the Civil War? Remember, they're in a number, but in this particular case, I would take a word as the answer as well. Okay, because the answer, after the Civil War, his bond was worth, in a number, zero, or not a tiddly-boo, would be the answer I would have taken. Not a tiddly-boo. It's not worth a tiddly-boo. All right? So there's the answer. So that's number 10. We got two more. Two more questions. Number 11. Everybody ready? Here we go. The winning ticket number chosen to win the portable TV door prize at the church social. Oh, Upchurch is right on, and Dr. Pendyke follows right behind in the chat room. You folks ought to join us in the chat room. It's a lot of fun. Everybody gets to visit and just talk Mayberry stuff in the chat room while the podcast is going on. Of course, we're having trivia, so they're actually listening to me this episode. A lot of times they just visit while I talk. But they have a lot of fun, and that's what I want you to have. That's what Mayberry's all about, visiting with one another. The winning ticket number chosen to win the portable TV door prize at the church social. Everybody know this one? It's 44. 44 was the ticket. All right. And our final question. Number 12. The number Henry Bennett chose at the church social. What did he draw out? I think some people in the chat room already had this one ready to go. The number Henry Bennett chose at the church social. He chose the number 6 7/8. Oh, Andy. He pulled out the hat size. So that's it, folks. That's 12 questions. 12 Mayberry by the numbers. I hope you guys enjoyed playing that trivia. That was a lot of fun to me because it's just, that's just fun. I tell you what, the Andy Griffith Show has given us so many laughs over the years. It is an amazing show. And just spending a little bit of time and sharing this with you guys is just a lot of fun to me. I hope you guys enjoy it anywhere near as much as I do. I'd love to hear how you did. Did you do good during the Mayberry trivia? This one was a little easier, a lot more fun. Have a good time with the trivia. I'm trying the last few episodes to make the show fun for those of us who are big fans, as well as folks that are fans of the Andy Griffith Show that enjoy watching it and having a good time. And I believe this episode, at a minimum, does that. So I hope you enjoyed it. I hope you had a good time. I'd love to hear from you. What do you think? Do you like me trying to make the show a little bit more user-friendly for people who are not as in-depth as others into the Andy Griffith Show? We'll do a little bit of both. I think I can do that here on the show. So we have fun for people who are just fans that watch it and enjoy watching the episodes And then those of us who really enjoy digging down deep into some of the trivial aspects of the show, I think we can do both. So I hope you enjoyed this. I know I did. It was a lot of fun. And I would love to hear from you. You can give me a call. It's 888-684-8415. And let me hear what you thought. I'd love to hear from you. You can also email me at floyd@imayberry.com or just drop by twochairsnowaiting.com. And you can share all the news there as well. Got all kinds of stuff there if you go and check it out. Make sure while you're running around that you go and visit the imayberry.com website too. There is so much Mayberry fun there. So if you enjoy this podcast, I know you'd enjoy visiting imayberry.com as well as twochairsnowaiting.com. And I'd love to hear from you if you do. So until next time, folks, have a great Mayberry week, and we'll see you next time right here.